We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you guys are doing great today. Welcome. Wow, do we have a lot going on. And first, want to give a big shout out to this Good Samaritan over in Indiana. What a great story, and it has a very happy ending, thanks to a gentleman, a young man, who was engaging his Second Amendment rights. The story broke yesterday. We've got the piece up on our website, our news guys all over this. But now we know that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun in the food court of the Greenwood Park Mall, that's near Indianapolis. Happened around 6 o'clock last night when some guy opens fire. Several people were killed. Others were injured. And you can imagine it could have been much, much worse had it not been for a young man we believe to be in his 20s who pulled out his handgun. And by the way, in Indiana, they have concealed carry. And he pulled out his gun. And he took out the bad guy. And in my estimation, that makes him a hero. And we need more of this in America. You know, you think about this guy who was probably, I don't know, he was sitting down having a meal, catching a break from doing shopping. He sees what happens, and instead of running away, instead of going over and getting some hand sanitizer, this guy actually engaged the suspect and took down the bad guy, shot and killed him. And he is a hero. As a matter of fact, just about everybody in the Indianapolis law enforcement community, just about everybody who was there at the scene, say the same thing, that this guy is a hero. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we've got some audio we will play and we will get to from the police department. Again, this is cut number 7.
But I'm going to tell you, the real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop this shooter almost as soon as he began.
What can you tell us about him? I'm sure if you want to tell us his name, that'd be great. But I'm sure
I can tell you that he's a 22-year-old male from Bartholomew County, and that is all that I can release at this time.
There you go, 22-year-old young man, great American patriot. You know, it's interesting. I posted this on the Twitter feed yesterday, and it was one of those things that goes viral. Every now and again, we have some viral stuff, and this one had like tens of thousands of people weighing in on it. And a lot of these woke evangelicals, these Never Trump Christians, were very offended that I would call this guy a good Samaritan. And one of the people in particular said, a good Samaritan would not go and shoot people. No, that's not about shooting people. It's about protecting people. And by the way, that's what the Good Samaritan did. So I say, good for you, sir. We don't know who you are. You're a hero. And we hope that this individual will probably get his name, and we're gonna honor this young person. No doubt, nobody wants to go out there and shoot somebody. Nobody expects going to the mall to go shopping that you're going to have to use your weapon. But you know what? He had it because of situations just like this. So what happened yesterday? Your Second Amendment at work, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States of America. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there is another big story we've been following, and I want to get to the Biden-Trump stuff in just a moment, but from the University of Pennsylvania, man, this story just keeps getting worse and worse. So it's bad enough that the University of Pennsylvania let a man swim on the female swimming team. As a matter of fact, a guy who was not that great of a swimmer. I mean, he really wasn't. You can look at the records. The guy was just, he was not able to compete as a man. So he thought, you know what, I'm going to go with the girls and I'll have a better shot at winning if I swim as a woman. And that's what he did. His name is Leah Thomas. Now, here on this program, we don't practice pronoun hospitality. We use the pronouns connected to the plumbing that the good Lord gave you. So if you are a man, then you are a man. If you are a woman, you are a woman. We do not believe in transgenderism. We do believe in something called gender dysphoria. But we don't believe there's any such thing as a transgender. And that's how we operate on this radio program. So here you have the University of Pennsylvania. They have been in the throes of controversy for months now over this. You have biological female swimmers who are just outraged because they've been told to shut up and deal with it. They've been threatened. They've been bullied. They've been harangued. And they've been told, you don't get to have a say in this. Woman, go to the kitchen, make me a sandwich. That's basically what the University of Pennsylvania is telling these young girls. They don't have a say. And a lot of them are so terrified, they're not able to speak out or speak up. But their moms are. Now, Kim Jones was on Fox News Channel, and here's what her daughter, by the way, is a swimmer, not at UPenn, but has had to compete against this man, Mr. Leah Thomas. Here's Kim Jones.
At this point, aren't the far left activists that run UPenn basically just taunting us by nominating Leah Thomas for this award that heretofore up till this point was only given to women?
Absolutely. I think that the message all year long from Penn, honestly, the Ivy League and the NCAA has just been that women don't matter. They're not worthy of receiving access to fair competition. They're not even worthy of dignity and comfort in their locker rooms. And this nomination is just the embodiment of that message. So it's humiliating. It's devastating. It's really frustrating to understand where the current NCAA and Ivy League and especially Penn's stance is on the value of women in modern society. It's frustrating.
They don't value women. And that's the whole point of this. The whole point of the transgender movement is to put women in their place, to say they are not welcome in the public marketplace, to say that you don't matter anymore, to say that your beliefs, your abilities are marginalized. It doesn't seem to bother the left that the man who the person who set these NCAA swimming records for the women is in fact a man. So here we have the University of Pennsylvania now nominating Leah Thomas as the NCAA Female Athlete of the Year. This was their opportunity to right a wrong here. What UPenn could have done is actually pick the biological woman who always came in second place, who was originally their top swimmer. They could have selected her, but they did not. Instead, they chose a man. Now, what does that tell you? What does that tell you about the University of Pennsylvania? Well, it tells me that if I'm a biological female, I am getting the heck out of there. And also, if I'm a coach, you better believe I'm going to be searching for every transgender swimmer, every man in America who wants to swim as a girl. I'm going to be recruiting those people. They're going to be getting scholarships. And you know why? Because coaches want to win. The coaches don't care about anything else. They just want to win. So the NCAA has this award. It's for female student athletes, and it's specifically for female student athletes who distinguish themselves. in academics and athletics. And in this particular case, this is a guy who smacked around women in the swimming pool, set all sorts of records. But what the University of Pennsylvania doesn't want to recognize here is that there are biological differences between men and women. What they're sending with the, they're sending a message here with this nomination is that it doesn't really matter, that there really is no such thing as woman. You see, when it comes to the left, when it comes to the academic community in America, it's not an issue of biology. This is an issue of mental wellness. Because now, as long as you think you are a woman, poof, you're a woman. Now, it doesn't matter if you have hairy legs, like some of the radical feminists do. It doesn't matter. You could be a dude and have hairy legs and still be a woman. That's what the left wants you to believe. So anyway, it's a horrible thing that happened, and I feel bad for a lot of these folks. You got to speak out, by the way. All these girls, I know, it's a terrible thing, but you got to speak out. You got to go on the record. And more importantly, you got to refuse to swim with the dude. And until that happens, the NCAA, University of Pennsylvania, all these other places are just going to run roughshod over the gals. So here you have it. The University of Pennsylvania, their most accomplished female student is in fact a man. All right, got to take a break. We're opening up the phone lines here. Hey, what do you tell these biological girls? Because, by the way, you think it's just happening in college? No, no, no. This is going to be happening in your middle school and high school teams where you're going to have dudes wanting to hang out with the girls in the locker rooms. All they got to do is put on a dress and self-identify. My name is Sam, but call me Sally. By the way, I want to welcome our brand new affiliate in Youngstown, Ohio, WYCL, Cool 1540. What a great radio station. What a great moniker. I want to welcome all of you guys. If you are listening to us on WYCL, AM 1540, you call in, you make it on the program. We're going to hook you up with a great prize package all this week, a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starnes to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starnes. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. So there's some interesting rumblings. I got a couple of emails over the weekend from some folks up in D.C. down in Florida. And they've been paying attention to some of the maneuvering of folks like Mike Pence, Governor Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, even Senator Tim Scott over in South Carolina, not so much Scott as the others that I just mentioned, but there are Republicans that are starting to maneuver themselves for what could be presidential runs. Now, the general thought and the working theory within the Republican Party is that Trump is going to run. And that if Trump decides to run, that the nomination is Trump's if he wants it. In other words, everybody else in the party would stand down if, in fact, he decides to jump into the race. Now, you could say that's a good thing, that's a bad thing, and I can see the pros and the cons of both. But do we really want a long, drawn-out Republican primary where you've got all of these up-and-coming Republican superstars taking cheap shots at Donald Trump? There are also rumblings that establishment Republicans are gearing up and that someone like a Liz Cheney could enter the race. Liz Cheney, who, by the way, is trailing her opponent in her congressional race in Wyoming by, 20 points. But they're saying she might jump into the race, and it might be that Mike Pence is going to be the establishment's guy. Pompeo has been mentioned as a choice, but I don't think he's ready to jump in yet. And I think a lot of these folks are going to wait and see what Trump does, but people are already starting to make moves. Fox News Channel is very interesting. You know, Fox News has been very critical of Donald Trump in recent weeks. And that's interesting because Tucker Carlson is now being talked about as a candidate. Now, yesterday, Fox News ran a montage. Now, normally a montage, and I know this because I've been in the business for 30 years, a montage is usually about a minute to 90 seconds worth of sound bites with people trying to make a point. Well, Fox News Channel did something very odd the other day. They ran a montage that ran nearly 3 minutes long of Republicans, of Trump supporters, attacking Donald Trump. Take a listen.
I like what he stands for. I like what he does, but he upset too many people, and he upset them really bad, so I don't think he's good for the party.
He needs to get back in. He already had gained that respect from all the world leaders and finish what he, started.
It's too bad that he did what he did do and was fought the whole way along on darn near everything that he did, but that's what happened, so I'd like to see him not run.
If he did, I would vote for him, but I would not recommend he runs. I voted for Trump both times, and I love him. I think he was a good candidate, but I think his time has passed.
I couldn't care less about President Trump personally. I'd prefer somebody different, but if he is the nominee, I'll probably vote for him.
You know what? I voted for him for my very first time. I voted for him. I don't think it'll be best for our country for him to run for re-election. You know, I'm thankful for everything that he's done, but I think that our Republican Party needs to be united.
At this point, he's a little too polarizing, and I think that there are candidates out there, Republican candidates, obviously.
All right, enough of that. So you get it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So we get it. I mean, Fox News is not going to be supportive of a Trump candidacy. That's the bottom line here. Now, the question is why? Well, yeah, Paul Ryan, and we know that Fox is controlled by the rhinos. We get that. But there could be something else at play because Tucker Carlson, there are rumblings that Tucker Carlson may be entertaining the notion of a presidential run. And he was in Iowa over the weekend at a very prominent event. And it's sort of a stop you've got to make if you're going to be running for the White House. It was the Iowa Family Leadership Summit in Des Moines. Now, what I find especially interesting about this is that this is for evangelical Christians, and Tucker Carlson is not an evangelical. I mean, he is friendly to people of faith, but he is not a devout, this is not a Sunday churchgoer guy. So it was interesting that the Sunday church-going crowd would invite Tucker to come out and give a speech. But Tucker, and I heard bits and pieces of his speech, it certainly sounds as if he's wanting to run for something because he hit all of the big, he hit all the big issues, whether it's the Second Amendment, attacking the press, defending religious liberty. These are very interesting days. So the question now is, okay, is Tucker up to something? I don't think he would run as a Republican. If Tucker Carlson did jump into the race, it would be as an independent. And maybe if Trump doesn't run, maybe Tucker jumps in. I don't think he's going to do that because he's making way too much money at Fox News Channel. Why would you give that up for 4 years of hell, which is exactly what they put Donald Trump through? And by the way, it's 8 years of what they put George W. Bush through. Just something to keep in mind here. So, ladies and gentlemen, who gets your vote? If somebody else is running, or if they decide to jump in, would you vote for DeSantis over Trump or Kristi Noem over Trump? Or do the Republicans all just need to stand down and let Donald Trump have his day again? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. We're so glad you decided to hang out with us, noon to 3 Eastern. And I do want to welcome our brand new affiliate, WYCL. They call themselves Cool 1540. And if you are listening to this program from Youngstown, Ohio, you call into the program today, we're going to hook you up with a prize package, just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. So, Betsy DeVos, the former Secretary of Education in the Trump administration, making some headlines. She was speaking in Tampa over the weekend, and she made an announcement which should make all of us smile. She says that we need to abolish the Department of Education. Quote, "I personally think the Department of Education should not exist." That's what DeVos said to the Moms for Liberty Summit. And she has been a staunch supporter of private school vouchers. Well, look, I think this is all well and good. So why didn't she advocate for this while she had the platform? Why did Betsy DeVos not dismantle the Department of Education when she had the opportunity, when she was Secretary of the Department of Education? And what really bothers me about these Republicans, and this was a huge complaint I had with the Trump administration, is this is the most important issue. Dismantling the Department of Education, and it wasn't even on the radar. It was not even on the radar. The teachers' unions, all of it needs to be dismantled. As a matter of fact, you had Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden, the woman who doesn't know how to pronounce bodega, but she's a professor. She spoke to the teachers' union last week and said that the most important thing for the teachers' union is to look out for the interest of the teachers, not the kids, not the children, but the teachers. It's all politics. But beyond that, we talk on this program a lot about wanting to change the culture in this country, wanting to save our nation, people wondering why is it that we've raised a generation of kids who hate America, who hate capitalism, why we're raising a generation of Americans that don't know their pronouns. Why we're raising a generation of Americans who can't do basic things like reading or writing or arithmetic? Well, the answer is very simple. It's because of our public education system. And until we give local control back to the schools, we're never going to fix that problem. So right now, across America, in every single taxpayer-funded classroom, you have orders coming down from Washington, D.C. on what can and cannot be taught in that public school classroom. It is the classic definition of indoctrination. And until we get a hold of that, we're not going to be able to fix this country. I don't care how many Republican presidents we elect. We will never be. And by the way, there won't be that many if we don't fix this problem. You know, we've got elections underway, a lot of local and state elections. The most important race in any community is the local school board. And if you don't believe me, go ask the people who live in Loudoun County, Virginia. They had to fight tooth and nail to retake control of their local school district. It was not an easy thing for them to do. As a matter of fact, the federal government intervened. They even had the Biden administration sending the FBI, agents, goon squads down to Loudoun County just to bully and harass and harangue the law-abiding parents of Loudoun County. And why is that? Because the left understands. The Biden administration, they know what's happening in that public school classroom, and they don't want to give up the power. They don't want to give up the control. Because when they do, they know the day is over. And that's why we've got to be able to fight this fight. And I appreciate Betsy DeVos calling for the abolishment of the Department of Education, but it's a day late, dollar short. Should have done that when you were actually in the chair. As a matter of fact, what Trump should have said is, here's Betsy DeVos. She's the Secretary of Education, but not for too long. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. You can agree, disagree. And by the way, if you disagree, you go right to the top of the list. But again, Betsy DeVos says we need to abolish the Education Department. What say you, America? I want to tell you what Dick Morris says. He says Trump's really running. Got a copy of his brand-new book downstairs in the office. It's called The Return. And Dick Morris, who, by the way, knows Trump better than most people because he's been his top advisor for years, and his brand-new bestseller out, and it reveals President Trump's secret plan for 2024 and his real reason for running again. Newsmax says you got to read this book. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. We've got Dick coming on the program later this week. The Return shows that President Trump will triumph, and he explains all of this in the book. You can get The Return in bookstores everywhere. You can also see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Just go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com. You're going to be able to save almost $28 when you do. That's thereturn911.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Do you think Trump should run again? And do you think we ought to be abolishing the Department of Education? Two questions this hour. We'll be right back.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's get to the phones. Sally on the line, WPMO, our great affiliate. Hey, Sally, what's on your mind?
I want to say something that I know ought to be obvious to everybody that seems to be obvious with me, especially when you include people like No Trumpers and Liz Cheney and Fox's Tucker. This is a ploy by the Democrats. All they've got to do is put it out, and guess what? They don't even have to do the work. We're doing it to ourselves. We'll shoot ourselves in the foot.
So, Sally, you just think that Mike Pence hanging out for a couple of months in New Hampshire and South Carolina and Iowa, you think that's a Democrat ploy?
Well, it's a good way to use it, too, okay? Maybe he started out with an honest appeal, okay? But once it gets promoted, you know, by everybody else, guess what? They found out, hey, that's a good way. We won't even have to do the work ourselves.
I see. So you think this is, so you really think there's really nothing to worry about here, that if Trump says I'm running, everybody's going to jump in behind the president?
No, it needs to be shot down now. If people are really supporting Trump, who has the skills and the ability to work with international leaders, with business leaders, and do the things that he was able to do because of his finances, he was able to stand up and not back down. And there are not many people who will do that, and he is the one who has proven that will do that.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't object to that. And again, if you've got somebody like a Nikki Haley or a Kristi Noem, and they're really not running, but everybody's, you know, all the speculation
throwing their hat in there just to get their name mentioned, yeah.
But Sally, I'm going to tell you that some of these folks really are thinking about running, and we get the we hear from their staff. They send us notes behind the scenes, so there are people that are making moves. The question is,
they've been given the platform. If they'd not be given the platform, they'd have to start from scratch. But since they've already been given the platform to get out there and throw their name in the hat, they'll also make a name for themselves the next time around. But if we promote it, or if we don't say no, but haven't you seen the numbers? Don't you know that Trump's the one that people believe in and have trusted, and he's proven to be trustworthy? Why should we have to go and even consider somebody who's not in that field?
It's a fair point, Sally, and we will see how this plays out. We've got plenty of time. What I think, here's what doesn't need to happen. The midterm elections do not need to be about Donald Trump at all. Just let's get through the midterm, secure Congress, and again, the president is going to make some sort of an announcement sometime in the fall. And it's the speculation, it's one of two things. He's either going to do it before the midterms or after. If he does that before the midterms, I think it energizes the Democrats to get out and vote. And that's why he needs to wait.
How have the people that he has supported done? Bad? I wouldn't go with him if he's not helped me out either. But if he's been the one that has pushed them through, why would you want to knock him out of the picture?
Fair enough.
Let him be the judge.
Fair enough. But again, we still have primaries to get through. And the president has a very, very good track record when it comes to making these endorsements. But there are going to be some bellwether states, Sally, Georgia being one of them. You know, the senators...
Well, they've got Dominion voting machines and other things like that that they can call on. But anyway, I'm not going to consider the buts. You know, they're always the but this and but that. But what I'm saying is, consider the fact that it might be a good ploy to put him down without them having to go to the trouble to keep cooking up something against him.
There you go. All right, Sally, great call. You give us a call back one of these days. We like how you think. And Sally's got a pretty good point there, folks. I got to get to this story. This is crazy. Grace Baker, there's a story from an amusement park called Sesame Place. Have you heard of this?
I have, but I've never been there.
Yeah, I've never been there either. It's in Philadelphia. And so they have the costume characters, right?
Yes.
And so the costume characters, they wander through the park and
Elmo.
They wave at people and do that kind of thing. I don't. Is Elmo there? I think the Big Bird is.
I know that it's Sesame Street themed, so I guess I just assume he's there.
So anyway, the video that's gone viral, there was a costume character, and it was shaking hands and doing high fives.
Uh-huh.
But then the character put up the hand and said, you know, talk to the hand, when a couple of black children wanted a hug from the character.
It was just a sad video.
It was horrible.
It was terrible.
I will say this. I mean, keep in mind, the eyeballs are not real. So,
no.
You know, even though it looked like the character may have been looking, those were fake eyeballs.
This is true.
They're just like
ping
pong balls. Keep that in mind.
And also, the characters don't high-five everybody, but they did high-five several kids, and then they
no doubt about it.
Up,
it's there.
It is there. And it was like, what just happened?
So, so now Sesame Street's being accused of being anti-black.
I will say, the character was Rosita, and she was high-fiving the other kids.
But if Rosita was White Larry from, you know, the suburbs, inside the, you know,
Oh.
My question is, what color is the person inside the suit?
I don't know.
That would be because, and they need to get to that pretty quick because it is getting nasty out there.
Yeah, it is.
They've got like a whole social media mob coming after Sesame Street.
Let's be honest, though. I'll be for real with you. I don't really have much sympathy for Sesame Street because they've done a lot of terrible things lately.
They so get
whatever's
coming
just
their
sitting
way.
Back with my popcorn like, this is terrible, but I'm just going to watch it unfold because Sesame Street deserves whatever's coming.
It is. People are riled up. They're calling it Sesame Place, but it's Sesame Street. They're saying Sesame Place has anti-black energy.
Whoa.
First of all, I'm not sure as a parent I would allow my child to hug one of the costume characters because those are nasty.
Yes.
I mean, it's just smelly. It's in the hot. You don't know what's been hugging what. Oof. And if it's Elmo, you don't know what's been tickled and what hasn't. I'm just, what was that?
That was my best impersonation.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Sesame Street is apparently racist. Who knew? Who knew? Walgreens. This is a bizarre story out of Minnesota. So a couple went to Walgreens, and they're doing their shopping, and they wanted to go buy some birth control products. They wanted to purchase condoms. And so they bring all their stuff up to the front counter, and the cashier is ringing up all their purchases. And when it came time to ring up the condoms, the cashier said, "Oh, I can't sell these to you because it would violate my faith. Would you like me to call a manager?" And so the couple was, horrified. They said they were appalled, and they said, "Yes, we want to speak to your manager." So the manager is called, and the manager finishes out the transaction. And then the couple, they get on social media, and they raise holy you-know-what. And everybody on social media wants the cashier fired. So it's some sort of a young kid, and I don't know what the kid's religion is, but he said it was a violation of his religious beliefs to sell birth control products. Now, the question is, should this guy be fired? Walgreens has a policy, and the policy is very straightforward. As an employee of Walgreens, you do not have to do something that you would morally object to. So this young man did the right thing by calling the manager because that's the company policy. If you can't sell them the condoms, call somebody on the intercom system.
Larry, come to, we've got an aisle one, please, Larry.
It's Larry today. I don't know what Larry's done, but Larry, the white guy from the suburbs of Philly. I guess he lives in Philadelphia, too.
Larry, we've got a couple here on aisle one. They want to buy some condoms.
And Larry comes up, and I don't know if that's what he said. I guess that would be embarrassing. I'm just saying. So now everybody wants poor Larry fired. I don't know if that's his name or not. And I don't see what Larry did that was wrong. He was following the company policy here. Now, some people, and this is an interesting argument, and they're saying, okay, great, we get it. You're a Christian or you're Jewish or Muslim or whatever, and you don't believe in birth control. So why would you work at a place that sells condoms? I guess that's a fair question, but for me, the overarching issue here is that Walgreens has a policy, and the policy was lived up to. I think the kid did what he was supposed to do. Anyway, Walgreens is apologizing. I'm not sure why Walgreens is apologizing. They got nothing to apologize for. As far as I know, the couple was able to get their double stuff Oreos and their condoms and have a lovely evening. The Mr. and the Mrs. I don't think it's a problem. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Steve in Central Arkansas. Steve, what's going on?
I'd like to put in my 2 cents worth, Todd, about my dream Republican ticket for 24. My dream would be if people could put some political egos, personal egos aside and make this work and make it be best for the country is Donald Trump for president, Ron DeSantis as vice president. I mean, I think that has several benefits. Let Trump be the face of the economy, foreign policy, border, stuff like that, and then let DeSantis be the face that deals with the Washington swamp and the domestic issues. And I think they would make a heck of a team, because I think, you know, vision-wise, they're both on the same page. Policy-wise, they're both on the same page.
And maybe that is the play. Maybe when it's all said and done, Steve, that's the obvious choice, Trump and DeSantis. I mean, DeSantis certainly has congressional, you know, he served in Congress before he ran for governor of Florida. So maybe that's the play. We'll see how it plays out. But I think that may be the strongest ticket. But I'm not sure if Trump and DeSantis see it that way. Hey, we got to run. Folks, hang tight. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
So, Grace Baker, I was in the hallway trying to get my delicious cup of community coffee, and we were having a conversation. I nearly forgot it was time to come back on the program.
I had to come out there and be like, come on, Todd.
1 minute, 1 minute. And we were having
like wrangling cats.
I don't know what it is. I've overslept the past two Sundays. And so we have two church services. One is like, you know, we have the big choir and orchestra. And then the other is kind of like, you know, contemporary.
Skinny jeans.
Well, you know, that's kind of old school now. But yeah, it's a contemporary service. So anyway, we go in there, and the first service, which is the one I normally go to, you stand up and you sit down.
Yep, mine does that too.
They make us stand up in that second service for like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow, no.
And this is how bad it was. It's just like, this is 2 weeks in a row, and I'm like, do they not let people sit down in this service?
Maybe you need to go to the other one.
I felt really bad because they announced, oh, we're having baptisms. And, you know, that's a very exciting thing in the church,
yeah,
right?
And you clap and you stand up every time,
but
right?
But we were still standing. So it was like, you know, 25 minutes, and then it's time for the baptisms, and you stand for the baptisms.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were like, yeah, we've got like five people to baptize today. And I'm like, oh, geez, hello. We got to stand up for... That makes me a very bad
person. It's okay, Todd. I won't tell.
Just don't tell Congressman Mark Green.
Okay.
He thinks I'm a good church-going Baptist, so... And the congressman happens to be on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, so I guess I screwed that up. Hey, Congressman, how are you today?
I'm great, Todd. How are you?
Congressman, doing well. We are managing through the heat and the chaos of the political season, but otherwise doing pretty good.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's great to be on with you.
Congressman, let's get to this. We've got a lot of ground to cover with you. And one of the things that we've noticed coming off of this this trip to the Middle East, President Biden does not look like a well man. And I know Congressman Ronnie Jackson has been offering some thoughts on that. I'd like to get your take as a lawmaker.
Well, I'm not a neurologist. I'm an ER physician. But, I mean, I know enough to know that you know, some of these gaps are just pile up, you have to wonder a little bit about his cognitive ability. Very clearly, if it was Trump making this, the left would be going bananas. I do recall them asking him to take a cognitive test, which he did and passed with flying colors. So it's a little frustrating, the double standard, but, I mean, every speaker gets tongue twisted at times. Your brain goes a little bit faster than your mouth and tongue, and you say it not the way you want to say it, or you say the opposite of what you want to say. That, I mean, that happens to every speaker, but as it just consistently piles up with the president in very important settings, when we're actually negotiating with foreign powers, it becomes problematic. And it's something that can certainly communicate to our adversaries an incapacity there. But equally, and perhaps even worse than his gaffes, are just his bad decision making. I mean, you look at Afghanistan, you look at the delayed approach to Ukraine, you look at selling oil to China. I mean, all of those things also show tremendous weakness. So I'm not sure which is worse, the gaffes or just the stupid decision making.
It's bad no matter how you cut it, Congressman. Also, we've been looking at how the Biden Pentagon has been treating members of the National Guard, soldiers, airmen, Marines, anyone who has a religious exemption or they don't want to get the vaccine for whatever reason. You tried to introduce an amendment to allow guardsmen to stay employed. We understand we're hearing numbers all over the place from 250,000 to 400,000, but a lot of people could be in jeopardy here.
It looks like the numbers we're getting from the states, and that's where I'm relying on an accurate number, by the way, not the DOD, is about 62,000 to 64,000. I checked with Tennessee, it's about 4,000. Of those that actually will lose pay, it's slightly less than that. Alabama is 1,400, to put it, you know, in perspective to our region, about the same proportionality. I mean, Alabama's a state about half the population of our state. So it's, you know, it's around that size in every state. It adds up to about 64,000. That's four divisions worth of troops. So if you think about the combat power of the United States, now granted, a lot of the support services are what exist in the Guard, but there are combat units in the Guard. And so these units are now getting critically short of personnel, and they just added, by taking 62,000, 64,000 people out of the force. It is the stupidest thing on the planet, particularly when it comes to COVID, because COVID, you know, the death in this population group is 0.0000, you know, it's just infinitesimal. At some point, you have to just say it's zero. And it makes no sense whatsoever. Meanwhile, the DOD has allowed HIV-positive patients to stay in the Army and deploy. So a surgeon on a battlefield is going to stick his hand into the chest with ribs all cracked and bone exposed. The patient may very well have HIV, and his glove tears on the bone. The doctor now is taking, or the medic is now taking, HIV prophylaxis drugs for the rest of his life. I mean, it makes no sense. Their thinking is backwards in this entire administration.
And Congressman, just so people know, not only are you a congressman, you are a combat veteran, a physician, and a businessman, so you know what you're talking about here. And so it sounds like you're saying this issue is really not one of medical safety, but it's one of political expediency.
Oh, absolutely. I get the need for vaccinations in military. I even get the need for mandatory vaccinations. You take anthrax or smallpox. I had to get all of that stuff when I was in. I was a special operator, so I had some weird vaccinations, Japanese encephalitis virus, all that stuff. And I totally get it, because when a unit deploys, half the force can't immediately go down due to a major sickness. But you know, what we're discovering about COVID is that it doesn't devastate this age group like some of those others. And so it, from a military strategic standpoint, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Is there anything that can be done on the state level? The governor of Tennessee, a Republican, Bill Lee, is there any way that he could intervene here?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they are. I know I spoke to the senior leadership at the Guard Bureau, and you know, they're anticipating something. I talked to legislators like Jack Johnson. They're planning something. What they can do is move them to the State Guard. The state would then supply the money to the State Guard to cover their salary. We think it's around $7 to $8 million a year. So it's not a, you know, in terms of the Tennessee budget, it's not a huge amount of money. But, you know, it's it, it, they could then pay these guys, keep them in the state guard. Now they could, they, how you use them has to change. It would mostly be for in-state actions, but there are plenty of things that can be done, and they could drill and get paid.
Congressman, you know, another big story we've been looking at, these January 6th hearings, which I've called a kangaroo court, and it's, I mean, it's clear. I mean, that may be a friendly way of saying it, but this is all a hit job. I mean, they have no interest in getting to the bottom of the truth. It's their version of the truth that they're trying to control here.
Yeah, so everything you just said is true, but honestly, it's hurting them. We did some analysis in swing states that shows the vast majority, well, I shouldn't say vast majority, it was like 57% of independents in swing voting states thought this was a farce, a joke. So they're actually hurting themselves. And I was talking to a Democrat colleague who was sharing her perspective on it. She was out knocking doors, talking to people who had voted for Biden. So this is a Biden voter in a Democrat district, who said, I'm not paying it any attention at all. So they're hurting themselves with this thing.
No doubt about that. And I think they're hurting the country, too. You know, it's shameful what they're doing, and especially the Republicans on that committee, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, they should know better. They've had the opportunity to pose questions and to do some redirect, but they have no interest in doing that because of their hatred of Donald Trump. And you know what? We already know what Kinzinger is going to do there, and Liz Cheney is in a world of hurt in her own congressional district now.
Yeah, well, we knew that this was where they were going to go because the Democrats directed and determined who was going on the committee. Normally, you know, the majority leader or the speaker and the minority leader pick the people that go on these select committees. And in this case, Pelosi would not allow the selections that McCarthy had, and she picked the Republicans. So we knew from the beginning that this was pre-planned, orchestrated exactly the way Nancy Pelosi wanted it to be, that hit job that you described, only it's backfiring.
All right, before we let you go, there's some exciting news. You guys had a bit of excitement on the farm over the weekend, and we just shared the video. You got to share with our listeners what happened.
Yeah, so my wife, it's the first time we've ever, you know, we've had horses for a long time. My daughter is a competitor, and we board people's horses, but we actually decided to have a foal, and my wife bred her mare, and we got a new baby this weekend. It was really exciting. She's cute and running around the farm right now. So
gotta love it. Well, congratulations. That's exciting news.
Yeah. Life goes on even though you're in Congress.
It does. And Congressman, we know you come out to West Tennessee a lot. Don't be a stranger. You got a lot of fans out here on this part of the state.
Awesome. Well, give everybody my love. Tennessee is an amazing state. We wouldn't be Tennessee without the folks in West Tennessee. We wouldn't be Tennessee without the folks in Memphis. Love you guys, and thanks for all you do for us.
All right, Congressman Mark Green, ladies and gentlemen, representing Tennessee's 7th Congressional District, and a great American patriot right there. And a lot of folks, a lot of big issues, and you heard the congressman weighing in on a lot of those. But most importantly, military readiness. As we look at what's happening in Russia, we look at what's happening with Iran. By the way, Iran now says that they've got the ability to make a nuclear weapon, and we've got to deal with that. By the way, guess who's showing up in Tehran next week? None other than Vladimir Putin. So this is coming from ABC News. The Kremlin says that Putin will visit Iran next week. This is after word leaked that Iran actually has nuclear capabilities. By the way, the U.S. Has warned that Tehran could provide Moscow with drones for action in Ukraine. So again, all the moving components here, folks, as this administration just moves us right into a shooting war with the Russians. And it may not stop there. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We're going to the phones. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money. But it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, listen up, all you good people out there. Heading to Oregon. So I'll be out Thursday and Friday of this week. We have some great fill-in host, guest host, that will be in the anchor chair. The reason why I'm heading to Salem, Oregon, for some big doings. It's called a summer barbecue with Todd Stearns, and we've got two book signings planned, all sorts of great stuff happening, and we would love for you to be a part of it. You can go to kykn.com, that's kykn.com, and get your tickets there. All sorts of great sponsors, Beloved Cheesecakes. You got the Adams Rib Smokehouse and many other folks. But we'll be doing a book signing at the barbecue joint, which is, believe it or not, not the first time that we've done something like that. So we would love to, we want you to come out. All of our events are family friendly. The Marion County Republican Party hosting a big barbecue picnic as well. And I'm going to be speaking at that. And we want to show some love for all of our great listeners out on the West Coast. All right, let's go to the phones here. Statesville, North Carolina. Now, Eric wants to weigh in on a phone call we had last week from a guy who said I was no Rush Limbaugh and that I was a rhino. I was a closet rhino. So, Eric, welcome to the program, and what's on your mind?
Listen up, Doc. This is my first time caller and a little while listener and to your program. And when I found you, which is almost a year ago, and then when I got to listen to you a little bit. I'm very comprehensive of what goes in my ears and eye gates and all that. But then when you went in my ear about you being a good Christian, not just a player, but a prayer. Good God Almighty. Come on, don't tell me that. So what I was talking, when I listened to that fellow the other week, I said, now I don't believe this man called this man and told him he was a rhino. And I'm talking about you. So he didn't know what he was talking about. And then the good part about it, you said you lied to get on. You told him you lied to Grace Baker to get on this program. So what you was doing, you were showing love and protecting her more than you was protecting yourself. And I thought that was very heroic of you, brother.
Well, you're kind to say that, Eric. Yeah, we're kind of protective of Grace Baker around here. And what really got me about that, and I like old Harold. I hope he calls back one of these days. But the reality is, if someone disagrees with me, we take them right to the top of the line, you know, because, you know, I'm happy to debate the issues. You may not agree with me, but at least you know where I stand on the issues.
Right.
All right.
I appreciate you, Doc.
Eric, thank you for that. And we're going to be coming to Statesville. We're going to be working with our friends at WSIC. We had an event last year, and because of illness and all that kind of stuff, wasn't able to make it work out. But we're coming to town. And, Eric, we would love to meet you and your family and all of the great people that listen to us on WSIC. I mean, Grace can take care of herself, right? I mean, so it's not like that is a sexist remark. But we're not going to let folks, you know.
Not going to let folks bulldoze me, right?
That's right. Well, you're a tough cookie.
This is true. I've gone back and forth with folks before. I'm sure there's somebody listening that's like, yep, I have done that with Grace before. But it's fun. Have a good time.
By the way, when we were talking about barbecue, I've got to brag on this place. It's in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, you know, Memphis is a pork town, Grace.
It is. And there's a lot of competition.
And there are a couple of the barbecue joints. I'm not going to name names. They've tried to do brisket, and they don't do brisket the right way.
No.
That's a Texas thing. And you got to leave the brisket to the Texans. Well, there's a young couple. They moved to Memphis, and they started a brisket joint. And we took the guys down there, and we ordered, 5 pounds of brisket and, like, mac and cheese and all the fixins, and it was insanely good.
Did you take a nap that afternoon?
Well, our chief engineer fell asleep in the Cadillac coming back. I thought he was going to slobber
it's
on the window.
Comfort food right
so,
there.
Yeah, I'm like, Chuck, wake up. So, it's called Baines, B-A-I-N-S. So, if you're driving through Memphis, and I know this sounds like heresy, but you got to check this place out. It's really good barbecue.
It sounds good. I need to stop by there.
And they give you the white bread. So, I guess that's like a Texas thing. So, they give you white bread to sop up the sauce.
You got to.
I'm not a big sauce guy. But it's pretty good. Baines Barbecue. So there you go. Get the brisket. Oh, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Monica Crowley coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
So Prince Harry has condemned the United States during a speech at the United Nations. So this is the breaking news headline coming out of New York City. Prince Harry saying that we're horrible people and that we're contributing to global warming, yada, 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 yada. You know, this is why we need a strong border security policy. Who let this redcoat into the country in the first place? By the way, I mean, there could be something to what Prince Harry is saying, that we're on the verge of losing entire continents. I want to read this headline from the Associated Press. UN predicts disaster of global warming not checked. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. No, that's not a typo, because that story was written in 1989. So they were telling us that and they work in 10-year windows. In 10 years, we could lose the entire city of Manhattan. In 10 years, Boston could be underwater. Well, guess what happens? 10 years comes and goes, and nothing happens, except they keep raising our taxes. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. The host of one of the greatest podcasts in all of podcastendom, my friend Monica Crowley. Monica, hope you're doing good today.
Wow, what a fantastic introduction. Todd, thank you. And thank you for talking about the podcast. Today's Monica Crowley podcast is pure fire. So if you're not already subscribing, I recommend that you do. And listen to today's show. You're going to love it.
What a great tease. Give us who's the guest? What y'all going to be talking about?
Well, today's guest is Carrie Lake, who is a phenomenal, fierce warrior for freedom. She's a Republican candidate running for governor of Arizona, and she's leading the pack. The Arizona primary, I believe, is on August 2nd, so right around the corner. But she came out of the media, and she is absolutely fearless in pushing back on the fake news and the liars in the press, while talking about enforcing the border, talking about how when she's elected governor, the first thing she's going to do is declare an invasion on the Arizona border and basically lock it down. She's just an incredible person and a tough, tough warrior, and she's got President Trump's endorsement. So she will be my guest. And then I'm also going to spend a lot of time breaking down the confirmed instances of voter fraud and irregularities that we saw in the 2020 election. Not rumor, not innuendo, but I talk about the 2020 election in terms of the facts as we know them, and they're quite stunning.
And, you know, that's a good point you bring up, Monica, because there were, in fact, instances, verifiable, certifiable instances of voter fraud all over the country.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, just like with the Russia hoax, if you raised questions about that, or you raised questions about Hunter Biden's laptop, the left and their wingmen in the press immediately smear you. You were a Russian asset. You're a stooge of Putin. Or, you know, you were just plain lying about what's going on. They do all of that to discredit you and to discredit the story that they know is true. And they've done the same thing with the 2020 election. They've called it the big lie in order to discredit anybody raising any legitimate questions about the credibility of that election. So I, on today's show and then going forward this week on the Monica Crowley podcast, I am going to break apart the facts as we know them from Wisconsin to Pennsylvania to Arizona and so on. And I think it's really important that people understand what happened in the past, not because we're expecting a change or Donald Trump being put back in as president, but you need to know what happened in the past so that we can fix it going forward. The midterm elections, Todd, are less than 4 months away. Have these things been fixed? Some of them have, but not all of them. So we need to know what's outstanding so that we can fix it before November and then, of course, before 2024.
And people have to get out and vote. That is crucial. We have got to have a massive record turnout among Republicans. Monica, I've been telling folks to get out there and campaign like you're 20 points behind.
Yes, 100%. We cannot take any of this for granted. And yes, we're looking at polling now that looks like November could be a very good election for Republicans. But again, Todd, that's contingent on a couple of things. It's contingent on whether or not these races are clean. And that is a big if, given what we just went through in 2020. So I would encourage everybody, you know, when people talk about election integrity and what can they do, I would encourage everybody to volunteer your efforts for heading into the election and election day, to be election observers, election monitors. If you're an attorney, to volunteer your services so that if in your district or state there is a recount, that you are there on hand to be able to provide legal services. The left does this in spades, and they have for decades. And it's only now that our side is kind of getting hip to these kinds of illegalities and shady activity going on the other side. So if you have time or money or talent, like if you're an attorney, please consider volunteering one or all of those things to the effort to keep these races clean.
It's great advice, and folks, you should definitely take advantage of that. Monica, I want to play some audio before we jump into Joe Biden. This is a compilation of Joe Biden and some of his gaffes, his brain freezes. Let's take a listen.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway,
from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa
of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
The idea that
Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, to. We haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is. Let me say another way.
But the nature. Not a solid meeting
they make a very good point. Here's the deal.
Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K.
Okay, let me jump in here. Monica just goes on and on and on, and doesn't even include the shuffling his way through the Middle East and the fist bumps. This is not a man who is well.
No, he is not. And as I point out on my podcast all the time, Todd, he does have dementia. You can call it early onset dementia. I don't know what it is. I'm not a doctor. But dementia is a progressive disease. It only gets worse. It does not get better. So with every passing day, the man is getting worse. And obviously, he's the president, so we're all focused on him and his cognitive decline and his increasingly unable to do this job. But we have to tease out our criticism to the broader Democratic Party. Yes, he is out of it and incapable of doing this job. The vice president is like in a constant state of nervous breakdown, so she's not really capable of doing the job. But it's also writ large the Democratic Party, because these are policies. It's not just one man. And yes, I know he's the president, very powerful, and has the ability to do a lot of harm. But when we criticize, we have to make sure that we tease it out to the broader party. The Democrat communists are taking this U.S. economy and destroying it on purpose. They're taking the entire country off the cliff, Thelma and Louise style. So, yeah, Biden's in the main seat, but we have to make sure that what happens in November, again, assuming these races are clean, what happens to the Democrats in November has to be an extinction-level event, because these policies are all by design. It's all the intentional destruction of the country as we know it. And they've got to be stopped dead in their tracks.
And they're openly admitting that. You know, Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, I don't know how many times he's been on a national television admitting that the high gas prices are meant to force you to buy one of these $55,000, $60,000 electric cars out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But remember, this is all just their top line argument. So when you hear Buttigieg or AOC or Joe Biden or any of these clowns talking about the green agenda and the need to get away from fossil fuels and get you out of your gas-guzzling vehicle and into an EV, understand that, yes, they might have some concern for the climate, some concern for the environment, but that's not what this is really all about, and that's not what's driving this. What is driving this is the fact that they need to seize the energy sector in the country, because that sector is the biggest lever available to them to fundamentally transform the rest of the U.S. economy and therefore the rest of the United States, our politics, our culture, everything else. Without energy, which is built into everything you consume, if they can transform that, then they can leverage that into this neo-Marxist revolution that's going on all around us. So keep that in mind. You know, it's like with the farmers in Europe and all of the selling of the farmland here in the United States. They don't want these farmers to engage in sustainable growing and organic farming. That's their top line argument. No, they want to bankrupt the farmers so that they can seize the land and gain ever more control over us, our food supply, our medical care, all of it. This is a neo-Marxist revolution. And so pay attention to the top line argument they're giving you, but pay even more attention to the deeper reason why they're doing it.
It's going to be an explosive podcast, folks. And you heard it here first. Monica Crowley, the Monica Crowley podcast. We've got a direct link in our live show blog. You're going to want to tune in. It's going to be explosive. Monica, great stuff. And good having you on the show.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Monica Crowley, everybody. And again, host of the Monica Crowley podcast, which is available over on our live show blog. It is so vitally important to support companies and organizations that are fighting for freedom. You just heard Monica talking about that. This is why we support Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. But the bigger question you have, okay, great, we get that, and that's important, but will we be able to have the coverage? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, over on their website, all you have to do, type in your zip code, and they will show you how much coverage you have in your area. Patriot Mobile has incredible nationwide coverage, and it's because they use the same towers that other carriers use. And they have a plan to fit any budget. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank, they're going to be able to work with you. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Now, get this. this. Use my promo code Todd, and they're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, drains it your halba, busy fit sits.
What was that?
Drains it your halba, busy fit sits.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, folks, buckle up for this one. So President Biden's Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services, Dr. Rachel Levine, he's a man, a very large man in a small dress. Dr. Levine is actually advocating now for your children to receive puberty blockers and to get sex reassignment surgery. This is Dr. Levine on MSDNC.
So we really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
These people are beyond radicals, beyond radicals. That's Dr. Rachel Levine, a man who thinks he's a woman, by the way, showed up at the French embassy the other day. Have you seen these photographs? The Russians are laughing at us. So the photograph features Dr. Levine in a dress with pantyhose attending a party at the French embassy on the anniversary of the storming of the Bastille. Now, there was also another individual in the photograph, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Nuclear Energy, Sam Brenton, who also identifies as a woman or is non-binary. I know this guy is bald as all get out. He looks like a Dr. Evil, and he's wearing some sort of a cocktail dress that you would. I'm sorry to say this, but Grace Baker, I mean, you're a woman, you're fashionable, but this looks like something a woman would wear if she's working the red light district.
Oof.
A street corner.
Oof. Yeah,
it's a really, I mean, it's not even a party. It looked like a slip. And the guy's a guy. He's a man, man.
Dude looks like a lady.
No, they don't look like ladies. Those dudes do not look like ladies.
I know.
But the Russian bloggers are going bonkers over this. And people are laughing. The world is laughing at
us. Yep. They're laughing at Biden. They're laughing at these folks.
And I don't care if you're a sidewalk Sally and if you work a street corner at DuPont Circle, or I don't care. But you know, that's inappropriate to wear at any sort of official gathering when you're representing the United Freaking States of America.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying here.
Nah. Yeah.
There's a time and a place, and that ain't it.
Hey, listen, just wear the suit. Just
put on some pants.
Gosh.
Put on some pants.
That's what I'm trying to say. Please.
All right.
Please wear some pants. Oh, hey, women even wear suits. Like, just wear a suit. Just wear a pantsuit. Come on.
They're flaunting. And by the way, my understanding is the nuclear guy's not even qualified.
No. Oh, no. Nope. Doesn't matter about that, Todd. Just matters about how they identify.
Let's go to Georgia. Paul wants to weigh in on Trump and Tucker Carlson. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, I had a question for you that, if they was able to somehow, you know, bamboozle Trump out of being able to run for office, could somebody like Tucker Carlson run and then bring him in as his vice president?
Well, not only that, Trump could stage an independent campaign. I mean, he could run as an independent. I believe Teddy Roosevelt did that. So it could be where you could have a Carlson or a Trump Carlson ticket. Yeah.
Yeah, but even if they was to somehow, you know, try to disqualify him through all this stuff they're doing, he could still run on an independent ticket.
Oh, well, no. Now, if they're able to convict him, he would not be able to run, which is the whole point of the committee, by the way. And that's why they're gonna light the burners on this, because they've got to get this done if in fact the Democrats lose control of Congress. So they're gonna have to get this done pretty quickly. But I don't think that's gonna work, Paul. I really don't.
So he couldn't be pulled in as a vice president pick either that way.
I don't think so. No, I'd have to check. Okay. We'd have to check with a constitutional expert. I mean, they could try, but I don't think so. But it's not going to get to that point. The issue might be, okay, well, if the Republicans really do try to, you know, try to pull a fast one, would Trump run as an independent? He could. I mean, he could come right out of the gate and say that. I don't know. We'll see. I still think Trump's going to be the guy. Paul, great call. 844-747-8868. That is our number. Hour three coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's important for us to get this out in the open, and just as a matter of a public service announcement. But here on the Todd Stearns radio program, we make sure that all of our staff members are wearing pants. That's sort of the baseline when it comes to working, except for Kyle, and he wears the short shorts. And Grace, it's a little off-putting, but he doesn't interact much with the public.
This is true, so we let it slide.
And he's an athlete, so normally now, he comes in, you know, going to the gym and jumps into the anchor chair.
And as the only woman here, I do wear skirts sometimes.
And that's fine. But all that to say, we're wearing proper clothing here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Yes, thankfully.
So we have some video up on our website, toddstearns.com. There's been some ongoing issues, Grace, I guess, with the TV networks. They're doing these Zoom interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And by and large, you know, there'll be some funny stuff, like somebody's kid will come running into the room.
Or their dog will start, you know, jumping up and down or whatever.
Right. Or, you know, so it's some sort of an animal, or it's just a humorous little, you know, gaffe.
So cute.
Maybe hear a toilet flushing in the background, something of that nature. Jeffrey Toobin, which we will not get into.
Please, no, let's not.
So over at CNBC, there was a woman, and she was doing a live hit on national television when some guy in his underpants just comes wondering, and just video
streaking.
Bombs. No, he's not streaking. I mean, he's got the underpants
on. It's more fun to say that, though. He's streaking with the underpants.
But he's not streaking. We got to be accurate here, Grace Baker. If he was,
it's a blur.
If he was butt naked, that would be a different story.
Not naked, naked.
Anyway, it happened. It happened during an interview. A Karen Firestone, I guess, is the guest, and she's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, I mean, it was her husband, correct?
We think it was her husband.
Running across shore. Of course, that's a viral video waiting to happen.
But she also had dogs, so the dogs apparently interrupted the. You could hear them barking. And the dogs were basically trying to speak human. And they're like, dude, you're in your underpants. They were trying to warn him. Right. And the dogs were doing what they're supposed to do.
Guard dogs. Guarding the shot.
They could have. They probably would have. They would have just pounced on the guy.
Good thing they didn't, like, grab his underwear and pull him down, though. That would have been way worse.
Well, it's a good thing that guy wasn't, like, you know, scratching his, you know, butt cheeks or something.
Ew.
I mean, that happens.
And did we see if he's wearing the boxers or the tidy whities? It was hard to tell.
They weren't tidy whities. Otherwise, they were dingy gray tidy whities.
Ew.
And nobody wants to see that.
No.
But we got the video if you want to.
Oh, I already saw it once. I don't want to watch it again.
So, Grace, when was the last time you were in Washington, D.C.?
Been a couple years, and I'm heading back up there at the end of August.
Really?
Mm-hmm. See a friend.
Well, what are you doing up there?
Going to see a friend.
All right.
She lives up there by herself.
I'm okay.
To see her.
All right. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I'm not prying. I was just curious. Mayor Muriel Bowser. She is the mayor there, which is why they call her Mayor Bowser.
All I think of is the Mario character. But she, anyway, about as terrifying.
She's very upset. Very upset. The mayor says that they've been overrun by illegals. And I want to be somewhat sympathetic, but I really don't. And here's the reason why. Because she asked for it.
She did.
Her party is responsible for the chaos that is happening all over our country right now. So anyway, Mayor Bowser was on one of the weekend shows, and you might recall the story that the governor of Texas has been sending busloads of illegals to Washington, D.C. and dropping them off. And the governor of Texas, you gotta admire his thought process here. He says, why should our state be forced to take care of all the illegals? Why should our local communities along the border be forced to feed and house and clothe these illegals? So he said, you know what? We're going to spread the wealth here, and we're going to let the people in Washington, D.C. take care of these people. So anyway, the mayor on one of the Sunday shows, here's what she had to say. Cut three.
The Washington Post reported last week that homeless shelters in D.C. were filling up. And groups are getting overwhelmed by these buses that the governors of Texas and Arizona are sending here full of migrants. How significant is this influx? How many people?
Well, this is a very significant issue. We have for sure called on the federal government to work across state lines to prevent people from really being tricked into getting on buses. We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C. I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks. But I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
Yeah, here's what I say to that. And again, when you look at the numbers from just last month in June, over 200,000 border crossings, over 200,000, not to mention a record number of terrorist sightings. And by the way, more than 15,000 unaccompanied children. What kind of a parent sends their child across the border without any sort of supervision? What kind of a parent does that? But it doesn't matter. What the mayor of Washington, D.C. is saying is we're overwhelmed. We don't know what to do. We've got all the homeless shelters. They're filled up. People are sleeping on the streets. Oh, woe is me. Well, you know what? Tough cookies, lady. Because that's how people in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California have to live every single day of their lives. So here's how Governor Abbott ought to respond here. What he ought to do is call up the bus company and order about 25, 30 more buses and start shipping even more people to Washington, D.C. Let them literally overwhelm the city. Quite frankly, here's what needs to happen. Every single sidewalk in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, should be a tent city with all of these illegal aliens, every single one of them. The lawmakers, people on Capitol Hill, they should not be able to walk anywhere because they have to walk in the streets because of all the tent cities in Washington. And that's what needs to happen. And then we need to go to Delaware and do the same thing in Joe Biden's town. Just dump thousands and thousands of illegal aliens. You got 200,000, 1,000 people coming across a month. You know what? Let's take some of them to Nancy Pelosi's place. And just keep it up. But get those people out of Texas and make the people in the blue states take care of these illegals. Agree? Disagree? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We've got the story up at toddstarns.com. Can I tell you, it is summertime. It has been extremely hot. And I have really loved Life Change Tea. It is an amazing, natural, gentle iced tea. I brew a pot once a week, put it in the fridge, and take a glass every single day. It's delicious. The right combo of 12 herbs comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. By the way, Life Change Tea, it's been around since 2007. Grace, are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing.
No, I see you.
You're funny, Todd. Also, this heat is so, I think the heat has me a little slap happy today because it's so freaking hot. And I'm like, I need a glass of tea.
I'll get you some Life Change tea.
I need some.
It's great tea. It's been around since, stop interrupting my conversation here.
Sorry.
Life Change tea has been around since 2007. It's made right here in the USA. It's so easy to brew, keep in the fridge, drink it every day. And folks, you're going to love it. GetTheTea.com is the website. That's GetTheTea.com. Now get this. They're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Got to use my discount code. Todd10. That's Todd and the number 10. They're going to give you, get this, $10 off plus free shipping. Over $50 in savings. GetTheTea.com.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, a driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, Kamala Harris is back at it again. Lord Lover, you know, at least Biden's got an excuse. The guy's got dementia. And again, he can't help himself. And quite frankly, he may be better off not knowing that he's married to such a horrible person in the First Lady, Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden. Because what she is doing is elder abuse in my book. Elder abuse. Shameful. Anyway, Kamala Harris got no excuse. She's what, in her 50s? So, I mean, I mean, the Lord Lover, she's dumb as a load of bricks. Anyway, here's Kamala Harris.
We know, NAACP, that our country has a history of claiming ownership over human bodies.
I thought it was the NAA. It's just, she said 1A. It's the NAACP. And she's comparing the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade to slavery. Quite frankly, what she doesn't seem to understand is that, in essence, this Supreme Court ruling was an Emancipation Act for the unborn. So it was the exact opposite of what she was trying to say. Here's more from Kamala Harris.
Like many things, there's a design. There's a purposeful design. Well, for the assault weapon, the design is to kill a lot of human beings quickly. There is no reason for weapons of war on the streets of America.
Jeez, Alou. She also said, and the audio is a bit rough here, so I'll read this to you. We may need the more you know here in just a moment. Do what you know how to do, because when you do what you do. You know, she must have smoked or sniffed a lot of stuff back in the day. Maybe that's just coming back in. Well, I don't know. Let's go to Hendersonville. Dan on the line, WHKP, our great affiliate there. All right, Dan, what say you?
Well, I was going to speak to you about these aliens coming in, and I'm so proud of these governors, Texas and Arizona, shipping them to blue states. And I think they're doing the right thing. Let these folks deal with it. They're declaring themselves a sanctuary cities and states. There you go. They're wanting them, so why not take them?
Dan, I'm with you 3,000% on this, and I know there are some good and decent people that live in those cities, but they've got to stop electing these enablers. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're lawbreakers, too. They're refusing to enforce the laws of the land, turning their cities and their states into these sanctuaries for the illegal aliens. So until that happens, I would recommend just moving out of the town and moving to a state or a city that understands and abides by the rule of law.
I agree. And like I said once before on your show, we need to put troops down on that border. We need to stop this. This is getting out of hand a lot.
Dan, it's been out of hand for a long time.
It has, but that's the way these government people work. They're all looking for votes, and that's all they care about. I don't care what party they're in. They're looking for votes, and that's it.
Dan, you think about this for a moment. We are spending billions of American tax dollars to arm every Ukrainian citizen. We're giving them handguns, we're giving them rifles, we're enabling them and providing them the resources they need to protect their border from the Russians. You know what they were doing with those weapons along the border, Dan?
I don't know.
They were shooting back at the Russians trying to invade their country. And it's beyond me why we don't have the fortitude, the courage in this country to do what is absolutely necessary to protect the sovereignty of America. And that's why
correct.
We need troops along that border. It's, you know what's going to happen. We're going to have another large-scale terrorist attack. Whoever it was is going to be coming across that border. We could have stopped them, but because of these insane policies that have been enacted by Republicans that are controlled by the Chamber of Commerce and everybody else out there, along with the Democrats, they don't care about the American people. They don't care about American sovereignty. They care about the almighty dollar. They want power and control. Both parties do, which is why we've never secured that border.
I agree with you 100%. These politicians, I don't care what party they're in, they're cowards, and they'll say anything that they think their constituents want to hear, and then they'll just turn around and forget them after election day.
Dan, gotta run. Appreciate the call. You make a lot of sense. But it's both parties. It's Washington, D.C. The whole place is corrupt. Trump was so right calling it a swamp. And Trump was trying to do something about that border, and his own party fought him tooth and nail. And the reason why is that many of these Republicans, they're getting big-time dollars from major corporations. And what have these corporations done? And especially in the car sector, the automobile sector, what have they done? They have taken their factories and they've moved them across the border. They've taken them overseas for the cheap labor. They don't want to pay the American working man an honorable, decent wage. And they're getting all this cheap labor, and they're not the only ones doing it. And Trump was trying to put a stop to all of that nonsense. He actually was trying to put American workers first. He was really trying to put American minorities first. That's what's going on here. But for us to have almost a quarter million people crossing that border just last month alone, folks, that's a full-scale invasion. And it's beyond me why this country is giving weapons to the Ukrainians while trying to disarm law-abiding American citizens. You heard Monica Crowley talk about this just a few moments ago. This is part of a much grander scheme from the left and from the progressives. They want to disarm us. They want to shut down our church houses. They want to control our children and the minds of our children in our public schools. We have, as Khrushchev predicted, we are being taken over from within. Let's go to Terry, North Carolina, WSIC. What say you, Terry?
Hey, Todd, how you doing this lovely day?
I'm well, thank you.
I've been listening to your show. I listen to it pretty regular. This has just gone through my mind for some time. We are, as a country, as a whole, are in worse shape today than we were in 1775 when our forefathers said enough is enough. We have no representation at all in Washington. I feel certain, I don't know, maybe you want yours there, But I'm pretty sure I didn't want my tax dollars going to Ukraine when we've got so many problems here at home with vets and homeless people. And we just, they're not there for us. And people want term limits, but then they turn around, go right back and vote the same people back in. And part of that's because there's so much money with these politicians that they just flood the market with their ads.
It's all about the money, Terry. You're spot on accurate. And I think you've got a point there, folks. Do you agree that the country's in worse shape now than it was in 1775? 844-747-8868. That's the number to chime in. We'll be right back, everybody.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Hello, Youngstown, Ohio. Our brand new affiliate, 138 stations across America now broadcasting this program, WYCL, rebranded as Cool 1540. And I like that. I like that name. Welcome all of our good listeners in Ohio, Buckeye State Country. We'll be good friends except during football season. But otherwise, we'll have a good time. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have with us the official new president and chief executive officer of National Religious Broadcasters, Troy Miller. Troy, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, Todd, thanks. Good to be back on the show with all the great work that you all are doing.
Do we call you Mr. President? I mean, is there a theme song? We should have asked ahead of time.
That's funny. You can call me anything. Just say, hey, you, I need some help.
I love it. Well, look, this is an exciting time for the NRB. You guys represent thousands of broadcast television and radio stations around America, and, of course, not to mention the digital world. Explain to our listeners how broad the NRB is.
Yeah, you're right, Todd. We represent radio broadcasters, television broadcasters, folks that broadcast today over the internet on digital, what we call over-the-top broadcasting, as well as a number of folks that produce programming for all of those outlets. So our membership reaches around 95 million households daily. So we have a broad membership that's really reaching and talking into the American audiences today.
You know, it's interesting, going back to the early days of broadcasting, I mean, there was a religious component. Even a lot of the networks, the secular networks, would broadcast, various denominations and their church services on Sunday. That was a regular thing.
That's right. That was regular programming when I grew up, and certainly was regular programming as broadcast came into, its life in infancy. NRB was founded back in 1944 when radio broadcasters were bringing church services on Sundays and programs through the weekdays to people all across the country, and some folks decided, hey, they didn't like that.
Troy, let's talk about the modern day version of NRB. You guys have been at the forefront, and I truly appreciate this. You have been just incredible proponents of preserving our civil liberties, and especially free speech in America.
Well, free speech, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble, free exercise. You know, the First Amendment, our founding fathers really set this country in motion with those kinds of freedoms. And you're right, NRB, that's kind of our purpose. We have been fighting for those rights, especially with Christian communicators in today's world, and that fight is tougher than ever. You know, for nearly 78 years, our main opponent was government regulations and laws and things that were going on in Congress. And while that's still a major problem, we're still fighting in those halls and those avenues. Today, we have a hostile corporate boardrooms across the country. We have social media networks, which is today's main communication platforms. It would do like nothing more than to shut down a lot of the Christian messages and Christian worldview. And, of course, we have a very hostile mainstream media toward the Christian worldview as well.
No doubt about that, and we've been at the forefront of some of those battles. We have been targeted over the decade, I guess 2 decades now, with these far leftists that are trying to shut down anything they disagree with. And, you know, Troy, it frustrates me because I'm a constitutionalist. Look, I may not agree with you, but by golly, I'm going to defend your right to say it. Unfortunately, in many cases, the other side doesn't want to return that honor.
Well, you know, I had a privilege of working for the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, and he said, you know, the funny thing about the left and the other side was they preach and talk tolerance until the tide changes against them, and then they are the most intolerant group that's out there. And, yeah, you're right. Your program has seen that. You have been canceled on some of the major social media platforms. You guys have been tried to marginalize, and we just see it happening all over the place. And that's where NRB comes in. We really roll our sleeves up, and it's the collective battle. If we're not all in this together, if we're not all fighting this, then they're going to sort of isolate and separate us and pick us off one by one. And that's where NRB comes to the table. We bring that collective voice of Christian communicators to say, hey, enough is enough.
And you guys do it in a very winsome way, which I really respect. It can get kind of crazy out there, but you guys are girded in your faith, and it's a great thing to see you guys facilitating change out there and righting wrongs when you can.
Yeah, you know, Christ always called us to do what we do and do it in love. So we try to do that, but sometimes you just, you know, over on the top of that, you still have to speak the truth. And the truth has to come out first. And there's so many things out there to marginalize. I was just reading the other day, and a lot of us know with the Dobbs case, it was recently decided by the Supreme Court on abortion rights and pushing those back to the state. So the pro-choice, pro-family, so there's a pro-family win on that side. And what does the pro-choice group do? They lobby Google to stop searches from finding crisis pregnancy centers. And so it's those kinds of battles that we're really at the heart of.
Troy, a little bit about your background. I love the fact that not only did you really save the NRB, and you came in at such an incredibly difficult time and really just revolutionized what was happening at NRB, but you've got a great background as well. You served in the U.S. Navy and spent some time down in one of my favorite places, Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Yeah, that's right. You have a good memory. I did spend time in Pascagoula, Mississippi. I served 5 years in the Navy. I had the privilege of being at Ingalls Shipyard down there while the Navy constructed, while they constructed the USS Bunker Hill, and served as what's in the Navy we call a plank owner. That's the original crew for that ship. And so I loved my Navy time, my Navy career. And to all the veterans out there, guys, we all can tell you that we loved our time serving this country.
So, Troy, what's on the radar for NRB moving through the rest of this year as we head into the midterms?
Well, look, again, we are doing what we've been doing for the last 78 years, and that is protecting the rights of Christian communicators, whether you're a broadcaster, a program producer, a podcaster, if you're a blogger, if you're communicating in the Christian worldview and the gospel, we're out there to make sure you can do that in the public square. And as I said earlier, there are just so many entities out there that would love to silence the Christian worldview. So we have battlefronts right now going on the legislative side, on the judicial side, in the corporate boardrooms, and fighting with mainstream media. And we're just going to keep that battle going. The gospel message of Jesus Christ is what this nation needs more than anything to get it back on the right track.
Well said. Well, Troy, congratulations, and we're going to get you back on whenever those big issues pop up, and we want to do our best to stand alongside you guys and help fight the good fight out there.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me on. Thanks to your audience. And no, like you said, we're fighting hard for this nation, and we appreciate all you're doing on your show, Todd, as well. Keep up the good work and keep up the fight as well.
We're going to get, you know what, we'll get Hail to the Chief next time, or maybe some some Leonard Skinner or Stephen Curtis Chapman. I don't know.
That's good. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, Troy. Thanks again. Troy Miller, everybody, brand new president of National Religious Broadcasters, vitally important organization. They're out there standing up for freedom, fighting for religious liberty, and they're doing a great job. I'm a proud member of NRB, and I'm a member of a lot of industry organizations, Talkers Magazine, another great one, Michael Harrison and his good group. But we want to stand along and fight for freedom along anybody that's out there willing to fight the good fight. By the way, I told you in the first hour of the program that this was going to happen. So I'll reset this story. It was yesterday, right around 6 o'clock Central Time, and 911 started lighting up over in Greenwood, Indiana. A gunman had opened fire inside a mall, and the Greenwood Park Mall, killing several people, wounding others. Another guy, a 22-year-old, was in the food court, saw what was happening, took out his concealed carry, took out his handgun, and took out the terrorist. And I believe that this man, had he not been stopped, probably would have killed and injured a lot of other people in that mall. So the police chief, the mayor, just about everybody is hailing this guy as a hero, but not the mainstream media. I just want to share this with you. Justin Kohler, who is the traffic reporter for CBS Indianapolis. So he was quoting the police chief, and the police chief says the real hero is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm. Let's take a listen.
But I'm going to tell you, the real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop the shooter almost as soon as he began.
What can you tell us about him? I'm sure if you want to tell us his name, that'd be great, but I'm sure
I can tell you that he's a 22-year-old male from Bartholomew County, and that is all that I can release at this time.
So this coming in now from the CBS reporter, who points out that it is against the code of conduct for anybody to carry a weapon inside the mall. So what exactly is the point here? I mean, what point is this guy trying to make? Is the reporter suggesting that the better course of action would have been to do nothing? And quite frankly, if that is in fact mall policy, maybe they ought to rethink that mall policy. Because if the mall policy had in fact been enforced, the only person with a gun yesterday would have been the bad guy. But fortunately, there was a good guy with a gun who stepped in and did what a man would do, and he saved the day. And I think we ought to be saluting this guy as a hero, not what banning him from the mall. Is that what they're going to try to do? Are they going to tell him, you know what, you're not allowed to come to the mall anymore because you broke our policy? I mean, come on now. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Going to take a break. Your calls coming up next.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure the skiff joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dew bowl to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dew bowl's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I tried to tell you guys about Joe Rogan, but nobody wants to listen. Welcome back, everybody. Joe Rogan, this is from Mediaite. Joe Rogan went off on another rant against Donald Trump. Joe Rogan, who has the most listened to podcast in the world, the Joe Rogan Experience, was ranting about President Trump, calling him a man baby, and theorized that he was on Adderall during his presidency. So there you go. That's Joe Rogan. I know all these folks. Oh, Joe Rogan, he's a friend of the conservatives. No, Joe Rogan is a friend of himself. That's all. It's all for Joe Rogan, it's all about the Benjamins. That's all. It's all about the money. That's all it's about. Let's go to the phones. WSIC, North Carolina. Patty on the line wants to weigh in on Tucker and Trump. Patty, what say you?
Hell no. That will never work, Todd.
So you don't think Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump would be a good fit?
Are you kidding me? Tucker, oh, my God. You know what? You got to live in a fantasy world. There's no way that's going to work. I mean, Donald Trump is going to get the nomination. I definitely believe that. But I believe that there's other people out there. You know what? Tucker Carlson, I like him. But no way. No. And people are saying, well, Donald Trump could be his vice president. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump would never take a back seat to Tucker Carlson.
But, Patty, I'm telling you, there are some evangelicals out there, and I know this sounds crazy, but they just latch on to the celebrity. And it doesn't even matter what the person's belief system is. They're just going to jump on it. And my concern there would, first of all, Tucker Carlson's not a conservative. He's a libertarian. I mean, he is certainly conservative in some areas, but I just don't see how that would work. And honestly, I don't see Tucker Carlson giving up the millions of dollars he's making to take a job at the White House.
No, he's not going to leave Fox. No way. And you know what? It's like, you know what? Why don't you just put Sean Hannity
If we're to believe all the text messages, he was actually the de facto president. I mean, he was the president's chief of staff.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But you know what? I'm just going to tell you something. It's going to be, Trump is going to be the candidate. And you know what?
Of course.
I love to see him on stage with, Sue Pants, whatever her name is, Clinton. My God, could you?
Well, Patty, and I appreciate the call there. Thank you for that, Patty. Folks, there are just a lot of people who are very, very concerned about things. I'm not sure we need to be concerned right now. I think that whoever the Republicans are going to put up, whether it's Trump or DeSantis, whoever it is, I think we're going to be able to win in 2024. The most important thing is getting out and voting right now. We have an election coming up in August here in Memphis. So we have the general election in November, but we also have an election in August. And it's very disappointing to share this news with you, but early voting out of 1.3 million people here in the Memphis area, only 9,000 people cast early voting ballots. I mean, Republicans, you're not going to win elections that way. I'm just telling you. And I mean, August 4th is when this election is, and there's a lot on the line. We've got a George Soros district attorney on the ballot, and that guy's got to be given the heave ho. Not to mention a bunch of other progressive Democrats. By the way, I don't know if you heard this story. There was an attempted mass shooting in Memphis over the weekend. Some guy lives near the FedEx Forum. They're having, what is it, Yo Gotti? Is that the artist's name? Yo Gotti. He was having a concert, and this guy told police he was going to shoot up the concert after everybody was coming out of the FedEx Forum. So this is mind-blowing, but they arrested the guy. They searched his apartment. They found all these weapons, all this ammo. He is jailed, and the judge let this guy out on $50,000 bond, an attempted terrorist attack, and she let him out. This was on the judge. So then the feds got involved. And the Fed said, well, wait a second. This guy, he's got to be charged with all these federal charges. He's got all these other charges. So they rearrested the guy. But the idea that you could have a leftist judge in Memphis, Tennessee, letting out a guy who was threatening to slaughter people coming out of a concert, it's ludicrous. Look at what happened in Malibu over the weekend. We got the video. One of these high-dollar stores where the Kardashians all go shopping. They got mobbed. They said over $500,000 was literally taken right out of the store. The thugs and thuggets and the thuglings, that they beat up somebody, one of the security guards, and off they went. There's lawlessness all over the country. Got to start having those conversations. Elections matter. You've got to get out and vote. It's that simple. All right, folks, we got to call it a day. Get out there. Be good, America. We're back tomorrow. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.